Two Guys Coffee and Business Podcast.
All right, all right, all right. Matthew McConaughey here with Brad Pitt.
If you couldn't tell by the looks.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We're just bulking up for our next role. Today we're going to talk to you about what to do with your ERP budget, if you have any ERP budget left over. My name is Michael Introvertolo, and I'm here with the infamous
Tom Dorch.
Tom Dorch. So, Tom, my friend, first of all, what's been going on? Anything?
It's been busy.
Yeah.
You know, just the summer's all up and going now.
Yeah.
Lots going on.
So, nice.
Yeah, what about you?
Yeah, same as always, just getting jacked and tan.
Oh, all right. I can see
you. Tell? Yeah.
It looks good.
Yeah, thanks. Or baby blue today, bring on my eyes.
Yeah.
Oh, not too much. So, what do you think is one of the first things a business should do if they have leftover money after
under your... So, I guess if you are lucky enough to end up having someone create a great budget for you that makes you stay on target and you are under budget, then I think there's a couple different ways. First of all, if your sales team needs some software, why not look at Microsoft Dynamics 365 for sales?
Beautiful. Yeah, add a little CRM to the ERP.
Right, exactly.
Sure. Yeah. Well, work hand in hand and grow that business.
Yeah.
It's all about the dollar bills.
Right, exactly. So, I don't know, I thought that was a good way to...
It's a great
way to go.
Especially if you have an ERP like a Business Central,
where it
completely integrates with
D365
for sales.
Exactly.
I gotta cross that one off my list because you brought it up.
Yeah, and I also think another good one I think would be to kind of just save that money for support, because nothing is perfect.
Right.
Stuff will happen. Yeah. You're gonna need the support.
Yeah, there's always unforeseen errors, especially unforeseen user errors, which leads me into one of mine: training.
Ah.
Use some of that money for training. That way you can avoid some of these errors and not have to spend as much money on support.
Right. So when you talk about training, though, do you mean just like classes or...
Pretty good. Well, we here have an online training facility. We can come to your facility and train you right then and there. We also have the, as you know, SSI University. So there's a multiple ways to gain more knowledge and to make yourself better.
I'm going to add on to that because I just wanted to see if you were going to leave off what I had. There's user group conferences, such as like NavUG, soon to be Business Central UG.
BCUG.
Yeah, BCUG. I don't know. That's going to be weird, but we'll figure that one out. But these user group conferences, they're put on by people that know what they're doing.
Yeah.
So that's another way to get information. And,
yeah, well, yeah, exactly. You can interact with your peers because a lot of them have the same questions that you do.
Right.
And a lot of them have solved a lot of the problems that you have.
Yeah.
So definitely agree. Here, I got one for you.
All right.
And how about building up employee and staff morale?
Yes.
Team building activities, top golf, bocce ball, horse races. Take them out to lunch. Give them some gas cards. Gas is going up in price.
Right. I completely agree. I just think that it's really good to have employee morale up, and what better to do that than to go have some fun?
Yes, exactly. Which we have a employee outing in a couple weeks.
Oh, yeah.
Bocce ball.
I'm excited.
That's right.
Didn't even get in contention last year, but I have I have got some hope this year. I'm feeling it.
I'm looking forward to winning too. Oh, too funny. So another one that I have. You can take your take your ERP budget and put it towards marketing efforts to also grow your business. You know, Google ads, Facebook ads, Twitter ads, LinkedIn ads, etc. That type of stuff. Maybe update your website, or you could even do something to where you buy something for your customer: mouse pads, jump drives.
Yeah.
You know, make them feel a little bit better.
Yeah, and I don't think you have to even limit that to marketing budgets. I mean, you can spread that to
anything,
all the different areas of your company, whatever. Whatever needs a little help that
yeah, week. More calculators for the accounting department.
Yeah.
Nobody really uses calculators.
But that kind of, I guess, brings me to my next point. You could upgrade your technology. So you could, let's say you want to add tablets in your warehouse. Ooh. Now you can do that.
Yeah.
Or if you want to update, say, your computers and printers in the accounting department, or even like scanning devices.
Mm-hmm. Any sort of add-on for your ERP.
Right.
Drag and drop, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great one. Speaking of technology, I've got one for you. Invest in your IT security, right? Everybody today is having viruses and information's all on computers that is getting hacked and taken away, and invest in some better security,
right?
You need it. Nobody wants to deal with the ransomware virus.
Right.
It's never a good thing.
Yeah, so I guess that could even mean even upgrading your hardware, huh?
Yes. If you need to do it, do it.
Yeah.
Which also improves productivity. Things don't take as long.
Right. Which improves employee morale, which you kind of talked about.
Yes.
See?
And saves money and support.
Right.
It's all connected. We've got it. So another one that I have, sorry to jump in.
Yeah, go for it.
Is upgrade to Office 365, in my opinion. People are so mobile today with everything. You can access email, spreadsheets, whatever it is, from wherever you're at. Invest in Office 365.
Yeah, especially if you're using a Microsoft ERP system. It just integrates so well. So, I mean, then they can do quotes and Outlook the Excel add-in is awesome.
It is.
So, I mean,
everything is.
Right.
It's great.
Yeah.
Anything else there, Chief?
I got, I think some doing like customizations or enhancements to the actual software itself, that could really help.
Yeah.
With productivity and efficiency. And
yeah.
Make things easier for everybody.
Right. Because there are a lot of businesses that are alike, but there are no businesses exactly like yours.
Right.
So everybody can use a little bit of customization here and there to make things things a little bit better.
Right. Which we also can do. So
that's right.
Let us know.
Here's another one for you. That extra money, put it on account with your ERP partner. Just because gonna have to, you're gonna have issues somewhere along the line, or
right.
need something from somebody, whether, like we said, it's training, support, whatever it is, put it there so at least you know you've got it for a rainy day.
Right. Yeah, I mean, getting started with an ERP system is not just that's not the end of your relationship with that partner. I mean,
not at all.
I mean, it goes on for,
it's the beginning.
Right. It's just the beginning. So
yeah.
That's a great idea. That's a great point. Let's see. I don't have anything else. What else?
All right. So we've covered a bunch of stuff. I have that bad on security. Oh, Power BI.
Oh yeah.
AKA Jet Reports, if you use that.
Of course.
But Power BI kind of works with SAP, Oracle, and all that. It's great for visualizations. It's pretty good for reporting. Why not?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Definitely. Yeah. I think it's about to really get even further.
Yes.
I don't know the words.
It's becoming very popular.
Right.
It's gaining traction. It's going to explode.
Yeah. So I'm excited about Power BI and the future of it.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, it's a great idea.
It's going to be great. Well, there you have it, everybody. That's like the top 15 ways to spend spend your extra money from your ERP budget. So if you got any questions or whatnot, you want to spend some of that money, contact.
Yeah, contact me, Tom Dorch. 847-590-3000.
He will help you.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
Talk to you later.